Daily Light, November the 7th. The True Anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing you received from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. 1 John 2:27. The school of Christ, that is the school where Christ is the great lesson and the Spirit the great teacher. In the school where the teaching is not objective but subjective, where the teaching is not of things but an inward making of Christ as a part of the experience, that is the nature of this school. Ye shall see the heavens opened. He saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descending upon him. What is the meaning of the anointing of the Holy Spirit? It is nothing less and nothing other than the Holy Spirit taking his place as absolute Lord. The anointing carries with it the absolute lordship of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit as Lord. That means that all other lordships have been deposed and set aside. The lordship of our own lives, the lordship of our own minds, our own wills, our own desires, the lordship of others, the lordship of every interest and every influence is regarded as having given place to the undivided and unreserved lordship of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing can never be known or enjoyed unless that has taken place. Do you ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Why do you ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Is the anointing something that you crave? To what end? That you may be used, may have power, may have influence, may be able to do a lot of wonderful things? The first and preeminent thing the anointing means is that we can do nothing but what the anointing teaches and leads us to do. The anointing takes everything out of our hands. The anointing takes charge of the reputation. The anointing takes charge of the very purpose of God. The anointing takes complete control of everything. And all is from that moment in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And we must remember that if we are going to learn Christ, that learning Christ is by the Holy Spirit's dealing with us. And that means that we have to go exactly the same way as Christ went, in principle and in law. The Son can do nothing out of himself. You see, there is the negative side of the anointing, while the positive side can be summed up in one word: the Father only. Perhaps that is a little different idea of the anointing from what we have had. Oh, to be anointed of the Holy Spirit! What wonders will follow! How wonderful life will be! The first and the abiding thing about the anointing is that we are imprisoned into the lordship of the Spirit of God, so that there can be nothing if He does not do it. Nothing.